The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 5 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, my name's Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
I'm a drug addict, alcoholic, but more importantly today, I'm a love child of God. This step was extremely difficult, but it was definitely the most powerful step that I have done. Like I said, I was able to do a few of the steps in behind bars. So when it came time to do this step, I had to do what's called fly a kite to the mission president there in the Salt Lake County Metro Jail, because you can't get anything in there unless you fly a kite. And what that is you write on a piece of paper and you turn it into the officer, and you just have to wait. Leading up to that, I had read several books on forgiveness. I was reading in this manual, and thank goodness for library and jail, because life would have been really tough. I was able to get the miracle of forgiveness from Spencer W. Kimball from the library, and I began to read that. And as I was reading it, I was like, yep, that's me. And I keep reading it. Yep, that's me. So, I mean, everything in that book, I swear he was writing it just for me. I made it about halfway through it, and the Spirit moved on me, and I knew exactly what I needed to do, because there was so many chains and so many things that had me bound. So back to the part where I flew the kite. Inside the county jail, every time the door pops, it makes a loud clink. Waiting for the mission president to come in to talk to me, I had a million things going through my mind. One day I was going to tell him everything. The next day I was going to tell him nothing. But it was the longest 2 weeks I think I have ever lived. Every time I'd hear that door plop, it'd go clink, and then I'd be up, standing up, looking out my window. It didn't matter if it was 3 o'clock in the morning. So it was a lot of anxiety. And like I said, I mean, there was days I was willing to say everything, and then there was days I was reserved. So one day, it was Sunday afternoon, we had Sunday school, and I was laying in my cell, and then I hear that door clank, bink. I look up, and there's a gentleman standing in a suit. And I knew it was time. The officer pushed the button and the speaker came on in my room and said, "Do you have a visitor?" So I went down into the room there, and it was the multi-purpose room, and it was Elder or President Jeffs, I believe. But I went into the room with him, and he says, "What can I do for you?" I says, "Well, there's some things I need to get off my chest." At this point, I was scared, but Heavenly Father was helping me through it. And he says, "Well, let's begin with the opening prayer." So we had a prayer. And after the prayer was over, I opened my mouth and things just started falling out of it. And next thing you know, I was bawling and he was in tears. And it was one of the most powerful experiences I have ever experienced in my entire life. I never thought for a million years that I'd be able to confess all my sins to anybody, because I've been trying so hard for so long to keep those things a secret. But here I was telling him everything. And I got through him. I just knew he was going to say, "You're excommunicated. The church wants nothing to do with you. There's no forgiveness for you." That's not how it went. He began by saying, "You know, the Savior forgives you, and the church also forgives you." He says, "You need to go see your bishop when you get out of jail." But he says, "What are you going to do now?" And "You mean I had to think about what to do next?" Yeah. So me and him worked on a game plan on what I was going to do after I got out of jail. And thank goodness for that counsel, because that counsel gave me direction, and my life is so good because of it. I was definitely a beggar before God that day, and I'm still a beggar before God. When I walked out of that multi-purpose room, I had to have been floating about 3 feet above ground. The 3 months that I was in jail up to that point, I didn't really sleep a whole night. I slept maybe 2-3 hours a night max. That night, I closed my eyes. I was at complete peace. I slept 8 hours for the first time there in Salt Lake County Jail. The power that I felt that day and the redeeming power that I felt that day, and the Savior's love and unconditional forgiveness that I felt let me understand the atonement. What happened in the Salt Lake County Jail is the reason why I consider the Salt Lake County Jail holy ground for me. I met my Savior. That is our Savior's character: forgiveness, compassion, and I'm so grateful for that. I know if the Savior can clean up this leper, heal all my wounds, he's more than willing to do it for any one of us. And I just bear witness to that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
The full episode for Step 5 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.